Deconstructing the Colosseum, teaching the Christian worldview, including how the civil government has no God-given right to operate a school system. You were born and raised in a society that considers certain civil government actions normal. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. You were born into these programs and you think they're normal. This is why you think the civil government school system's existence is normal. You were born into such a system. You think property taxes that fund the civil government school system are normal. You think a so-called neutral zone of education is normal. You think humanism is normal. How do you wake up from this type of thinking? What is it that I can say to get you to realize that the civil government school system should not exist? Isn't it true that at one point in American society, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid were considered repugnant? Isn't that true with Obamacare? Isn't it the case now that the majority of Americans don't want Obamacare, yet the longer it exists, the more people grow immune to it, finally giving in to acceptance of it? This is true with civil government schools. They exist, but they should not. They should not exist because God never designed any area of life to be free of Jesus. And God never designed education to be a forceful endeavor. God never gave humans the right to advance Christianity using the power of the sword. I know it's hard to accept the fact of civil government school system abolition, but accept the idea because it's normal. And teach your children that civil government school system abolition is normal. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecolosseum.com.